So this is my first time back with the 8:30 Mass since I returned from my retreat, and it was a marvelous retreat. Next week in the bulletin, I have a little thing written up about it and give you some information. Thank you for all of your prayers, and please know that I prayed for you all the time and offered many Masses for you specifically in your intentions. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. While the world today has many opinions about who Jesus is, Jesus asks us, his disciples, the all-important question: but who do you say that I am? When you are confronted with the question, who do you say that I am? Think about your answer. Louise Lowenfels was a young woman who came from a faithful Orthodox Jewish family. As a very young girl, she was attracted to the Catholic Church. She would walk the mile to the next village and attend Mass there, slip into Mass. She loved the Marian devotions. She loved everything. But one day, on leaving the church, she found her mother waiting outside. Her mother escorted her home and together with Luisa's brother, punished her severely. But Luisa kept hearing that inner voice to go. From age 19 to 20, Luisa learned to be a kindergarten assistant at a school run by Franciscan sisters. And it was here that she could finally begin taking instructions to become Catholic. One day, her mother found a crucifix hidden in her bedroom, and she confronted Luisa. When Luisa confessed that she was determined to become Catholic, her mother gathered all of the family members together, and they prayed a prayer called Shiva, or in the tradition, they sat Shiva over Luisa. Those are the Jewish prayers for the dead. She was now excluded from the Jewish community. In November of 1935, though, she was finally baptized, and she took the name Maria Aloysia, and she was filled with joy. However, all of this is happening against the backdrop of the country of Germany, and the backdrop, of course, of Nazi control. Although Luisa is now Catholic, she is still ethnically Jewish. And so she fled to the Netherlands in 1936. And here, she fulfilled her longtime dream of becoming a religious sister. On December 8th of 1937, she was accepted into the Congregation of the Poor Handmaids of Jesus Christ. And she was now called Sister Aloysia. And then in 1940, she made her first profession of vows. She was ecstatic. But in May of that same year, Germany invaded the Netherlands and extended Nazi control. Sister Aloysia, once she heard the news, she turned to a fellow sister and she said, "Now they will soon come to pick me up. I feel it." Her family did keep in touch with her and offered to take her to the United States. But she would have to leave behind at least being a sister, probably being Catholic. So she said no. Now, some ignorant people accused the Catholic Church of being silent about Jewish persecution during World War II. It is absolutely not true. In fact, on July 26, 1942, the bishops of the Netherlands bravely had a letter read from every Catholic pulpit in the country, defending the Jews and denouncing the Nazi persecution of the Jews. Retaliation specifically against Catholics was swift. The following Sunday, August 2nd, at 6:30 in the morning, there was a knock at the convent door. A local policeman, two SS officers were at the door. At their request, Sister Aloysia came to the parlor. One of the officers asked her, "Are you Louise Lowenfels?" She responded, "Yes." "Then we have to take you along immediately." She was allowed to collect a few things, so she left. The Nazis had decided that the best retaliation would be to round up Jews who had become Catholic. To the Nazis, it was perfect irony and should teach us a lesson, as the comments that are recorded say. They wanted to teach us, the bishops, a lesson. First, she went to the chapel where the priest was preparing for Holy Mass, and he gave her Holy Communion. It would be her very last communion. She gathered a few items. In the meantime, the sisters are in the parlor trying to change the minds of the SS officers. But calm and resigned, Sister Aloysia said goodbye at the convent door. She was placed in a police van, which then drove away. It all took less than 15 minutes. In fact, all over the Netherlands that morning, police vans were picking up these Catholic Jews. She was first taken to a camp with other Catholic Jews, and then on August 7th, they were placed on a train bound for the infamous Auschwitz concentration camp. She arrived at Auschwitz on August 9th and was immediately taken with the others to a place labeled Showers, where they were all gassed and unceremoniously buried in a mass grave. 83 people of those rounded up that morning lost their lives right there that morning, that quickly, all because they were converts who professed the Catholic faith. Among others who were rounded up and murdered was St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, better known often as Edith Stein. Whole families, even children as young as 9 years old. And keep in mind, all of this happened less than 80 years ago. Less than 80 years ago. That's the living memory of many people today. We know the impact of original sin. It was only 20 years ago that we saw it so vividly on September 11th. So Louise Lowenfels, Sister Maria Aloysia, could have saved her life by going to America with her family and other ways, but she chose to remain with her spouse, Jesus Christ, and his church, and to accept her fate with him. For her, the choice was clear. The choice cost her her life. Like the first apostles, who were also Jewish converts, she had left everything, family and everything, to follow Christ. And like them, it cost her her life in this present world. But now, she lives forever. Forever. Her life is a testament to each one of us. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. To take up our cross and follow Jesus means to follow him through the cross to the resurrection. But it's through the cross, not around it. There is nothing more important in life than our faith in Jesus. Nothing. And if we don't realize that, we are not yet true disciples of Jesus Christ. We are instead like many, as we heard in the gospel 3 weeks ago, who heard the difficult words of Jesus and decided not to follow him anymore. If we say, no, I will not follow, then keep this in mind. You will still experience all kinds of suffering in this life, and you're still going to die, because none of us gets out of this alive. Both suffering and death are inevitable in this life. And after suffering and dying, if we have said no, then we won't have the hope of eternal life because we have rejected the offer of Jesus. What if, like Sister Aloysia, this was your last Mass? What if the reception of Holy Communion today was your last communion? Knowing that, would you seek to appreciate it more? When someone asks, or what if you get the knock at your own door? In the words of Jesus, the Savior today, who do you say that I am? Well, take strength from 22-year-old Sister Aloysia and all of the holy martyrs of our beloved faith, and answer with them, you are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus, I choose you. I choose to follow you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.